Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump now plans to deliver a major speech on illegal immigration Wednesday in Arizona. That speech was initially set for last week in Colorado, but was postponed while Trump and his team tried to work out the details of what he'll propose in terms of the 11 million people in the U.S. illegally. The Virginia Republican Party is going to choose its nominees for statewide races next year through a primary instead of a convention.
It'll be the first time since 2005.
The good thing about primaries, they're very inclusive. They have the ability to bring in hundreds of thousands.
Virginia GOP Chairman John Whitbeck says conventions tend to bring in far fewer.
I thought that the state central committee should have kept their word and voted for a convention.
Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart's running for governor, and he says the conventional wisdom was a convention would have benefited him more.
Because I am the more conservative candidate.
He says he's now fine with a primary thanks to his position as Donald Trump's Virginia chairman.
This is a very good thing. I've got a lot of name recognition. Name recognition is everything in a primary.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican Virginia State Senator Frank Wagner of Virginia Beach says he is running for governor. Wagner is now one of four announced Republican candidates joining Ed Gillespie, Rob Whitman, and Corey Stewart. Metro SafeTrack Surge Number 8 is underway. Blue and Yellow Line trains are continuously single tracking for the next 2 weeks between Franconia Springfield and Van Dorn Street. Metro says this surge is aimed at rehabilitating a stretch of degraded track in Fairfax County in Alexandria. It's the first day of school in Montgomery County. And it's possible you'll run into the new superintendent, Jack Smith.
We've discussed that I could ride a bus to one of our middle schools in the morning and visit with the students on there and then just experience school as they do, getting off at one of the middle schools, and then hang out there for a little while, visiting with parents as they drop off their children.
And Smith told MyMC Media the first day of school always excites him because he sees kids anxious to start a new year for themselves. The new school year and new rules for grading and tests in Montgomery County.
For one, there won't be final exams anymore, according to the district's Derek Turner.
The idea of tests for test's sake doesn't really fit in this model. It's about finding out the student's level of achievement.
Instead, he says students will have quarterly assignments, which can be exams or projects.
Our teachers have many years of experience working with projects with students, so they can anticipate when a parent may be able to get involved, so they know exactly where that line is to make sure that they're assessing the student's ability.
And grading will also now be rounded up instead of down. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Reports of a gunman opening fire at Los Angeles International Airport last night turned out to be false.
Reports of an active shooter sending travelers running out of several terminals.
We just saw people sprinting the other way.
I was in the bathroom, and all of a sudden there was a flood of people that came running into the bathroom saying, there's a shooter. I mean, everyone is in a huge panic.
Panic passengers using emergency exits to get away, some ending up in restricted parts of the airport. The scare leading to a full ground stop of air traffic as police searched the airport. LAX later confirming that the source was likely a loud noise.
Correspondent Paul Verkamen. Authorities in New Orleans say a recovery effort's being mounted today for a small plane that crashed last week into the muddy bottom of Lake Pontchartrain just north of New Orleans. It's hoped the recovery will also wrap up the mystery of two men missing since the crash. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,395, the NASDAQ at 5219. Sports, the Nats drop their second straight to Colorado. The O's beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics lose to San Antonio. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius
ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's Medium Macchiatos and Lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And near Fort Belvoir on Route 1, Richmond Highway. Accident just reported near the Fairfax County Parkway. Interstate 95 through Stafford, the volume, then pretty decent trip through Triangle, Dumfries, heading to over the Occoquan, slowing. Now, once you get up onto the Beltway, Interloop slows from 95 and around toward Gallows Road. Interloop lanes are open. It's the Outer Loop Express lanes that are still under investigation. Outer Loop at Gallows, you cannot use the express lane. Stick with the main lines. The main line's fine. There's no delay for anyone through that stretch. 66 leaving Manassas and towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Pockets of delays pushing up through to the Beltway. Much better inside the Beltway through Falls Church. The crash had been eastbound inside the Beltway after the connector road near Westmoreland Street. Still some remnants there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. Heavy. College Park to Silver Spring and getting there. Do watch for some debris on Interstate 95 southbound prior to the Beltway, reported as some tire debris. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start. Well, it's warm as we kick off this Monday. Sunshine, a few clouds mix in today. Warm, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 72. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Centerville, 73 in Bethesda, 73 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Scientists emerge from 1 year of isolation in a simulated Mars. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, and we've got a great morning ahead for you as you get your day started the right way here on Back to School Day for Montgomery County and Loudoun County. 8:05, Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst, will tell us everything that was great and everything that needs work about the Redskins preseason. And then at 8:35, Jeffrey Lord, he is a conservative commentator and author, and he is a Trump surrogate. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And join us on the line right now, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, a man who has insights into this investigation that's been going on. We hear into the Clinton Foundation and was there pay to play. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I want to start off by playing a little clip. You remember Hillary Clinton said the other day, hey, look, you know, I know there's a lot of smoke out there, but there's no fire. To that, the person in charge of the DNC, Donna Brazile, had the following to say.
First of all, Martha, the way I look at it, I've been a government official. So, you know, this notion that somehow or another, someone supporter, someone who's a donor, somebody who's an activist saying, I want access, I want to come into a room and I want to meet people. We often criminalize behavior that is normal. And I don't see what the smoke is.
Joe, would you like to help the chairman of the DNC understand what's wrong with what she just said?
Yeah, there's enough smoke to cook bacon. I mean, this is really silliness. First of all, there is definitely pay to play going on. There has been bribery. There have been quid pro quos. The evidence is in Clinton Cash, Peter Schweitzer's book, and all the emails that are now coming out. There is something in the law of bribery called simultaneity. In other words, when things happen simultaneously, they can either be by accident or with a purpose. In the case of the Clinton Foundation, everything happened with a purpose, and the purpose was this. You paid money. You got access. You might get something done. But make no mistake about it. It is a crime to bribe someone to get access. Access is a government thing. When you're in that office, your ability to grant or decline an interview is property. It belongs to the American people. There have been bribes paid from the beginning of the administration of Barack Obama to the time when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State until the time she left. One example, Ericsson. Bill Clinton gives a speech for Ericsson, someone who never asked him to speak before. Ericsson had pending before the State Department its telephone equipment, which was going to be placed on a list of sanctioned, banned equipment that couldn't be sold overseas. Ericsson hires him, pays him $750,000 to give one speech. Within a week, Ericsson's products are not put on the sanctioned
well,
list.
Well, so there was a this, and then there was a that, right?
Listen, let me just tell you something. This nonsense from Donna Brazile and all these Democrats, there is no smoking gun. There are so many smoking guns that people now have to register them all in the Democratic Party. For people who hate guns, the Democrats sure have a lot of smoking ones in their hands.
You know, one other thing about Donna Brazile's statement that I found fascinating, you know, listen, she may be right that it's pretty standard for a big donor and a big supporter to then ask for a meeting or want to be in a room with
not
people.
After they give money.
Right, but here's the interesting thing, Joe, they weren't donating to a campaign apparatus, which falls under the FEC and falls under a certain number of guidelines and disclosures. This is supposed to be a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c3 foundation. She's sort of telegraphing and exposing the fact that they treated the Clinton Foundation as a campaign apparatus.
Listen, this is so indefensible that the Democrats are now lost in an almost Alice in Wonderland defense of something that is indefensible. That you're exactly right. The foundation existed for one reason. It existed to create an opportunity for people to bribe the Clintons so that they could get things from Hillary Clinton in the State Department. By the way, Jim Comey, the FBI director, is now viewed with such derision by former members of the FBI and people in the FBI now, he has become a joke. The fact that he couldn't find intent in the email scandal, he didn't investigate anything about the Clinton Foundation, He allowed lawyers to represent multiple people, he allowed lawyers to destroy and delete documents without any consequences in the email scandal, Comey should resign. He has become an embarrassment. If anyone thinks he can investigate the Clinton Foundation, they are out of their minds.
All right, so we have talked often about the fact that in the Southern District of New York, the U.S. attorney there is involved apparently in some kind of investigation in the Clinton Foundation and whether or not there was pay to play, this for that, quid pro quo. What is the timing in all this? Because that is sort of important, isn't it? I mean, is this guy going to be able to wrap up an investigation before the election?
No, absolutely not. But he's got two things going on up there, very big. He's investigating Governor Cuomo for the corruption problem in Albany, and he's investigating the Clinton Foundation. None of this is on a short timetable, and in all likelihood, none of it will be resolved before the election.
Let me, you just alluded to the FBI Director Comey, if I can just follow up on your statement there with regard to intent. Trey Gowdy, who's the chairman of the Benghazi Select Committee, or was, I should say, now that the committee has wrapped up its work, made some news this week saying, listen, I've looked through over the FBI notes. There were no questions, and there were no follow-ups regarding intent. Now, you're a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. If you were in that room questioning Hillary Clinton, what kind of questions would you ask to get to the intent issue? Because Comey said, hey, we looked at this and she didn't have any intent to break the law. Well, how do you know if you don't ask the questions? What questions should they have asked?
First of all, she did have the intent, because when you set up a private server in your house to conduct all your government business, there's only one reason for that. It's to prevent public disclosure, responses to the Freedom of Information Act, and to ignore subpoenas. And then you ask a whole series of questions about, well, what was the purpose? How did this all happen? But remember, more important than anything else, there was no transcript of this interview, one of the most important interviews in FBI history. And James Comey allowed the entire interview to be done without a transcript. Guess what? How are you going to prove perjury if you don't have a transcript? The answer is you're not. I'm going to tell you something. James Comey should be ashamed of himself. This guy, this moral hack who pretends to have all this sanctimony about him, he is a moral hack What he has done to the FBI and federal law enforcement is inexcusable. There is so much intent about what happened with the email and the foundation and everything that it is inescapable. And he says he sees nothing. I mean, this is embarrassing. You should hear the way former senior FBI agents talk about James Comey. They are embarrassed.
One of the things that has come out is that Hillary Clinton has made the case, well, we didn't draw any salary from the Clinton Foundation. I didn't get any
tens of millions of dollars in expenses.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to get to. It was a way that they could fund their lifestyle, even if they don't directly draw salary, right?
Private planes, fabulous hotels, expensive meals, Dom Perignon, Veuve Clicquot, 1928, you name it. I was going to call him a rube from Arkansas, but boy, is he slick. He's like Svengali. He's not a rube anymore.
Joe DiGenova, great stuff as always. Always good to start our week with you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's a pleasure.
Sure, guys.
It is now 7:15.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still looking at the closure on the Virginia Beltway in the express lanes, outer loop side. If you're leaving Tyson's toward Springfield, they are still, you know what, Larry and Brian, as I'm talking, they're opening the left lane right now.
Oh, that's good.
Literally, first cars are coming through here in the express lanes at Gallows Road. So do watch for police direction. Still see flashing lights, so VDOT truck is there, but you'll be able to get through. It's not causing too much of an outer loop problem at all. It's the inner loop rubbernecking as you leave Springfield and over toward Gallows Road, where we do see the slowdown. For the Maryland Beltway, we're okay at the Wilson Bridge. Not too bad just as you approach 210 with the volume. Topside are normal tie-ups through Silver Spring out of College Park. 29 as you work in through White Oak and down the Four Corners with the stop and go. On 95 southbound, before you get to the Beltway, had some debris that was along the left side. 270 out of Frederick, Urbana, and Hyattstown. That's where I see the slowest stretch. And heading in on 50, the John Hanson Highway. Inside the Beltway, delays from 410 to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Two incidents out of the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty much sunny day today. A few afternoon clouds, but it's just going to be gorgeous. High 93 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Low 72. And then tomorrow, sunny skies again. High of 89. Looking pretty nice all week. We might get some rain on Thursday. Right now, 74 degrees. 716 WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Let's talk a little Trump news.
Okay.
He is being criticized for sending out a tweet over the weekend pointing out the tragic shooting death of Dwayne Wade's cousin. Dwayne Wade is an NBA basketball player, and he made a point in a tweet suggesting that this is exactly what he's been talking about with regard to the decay in crime and neglect in the African-American community, especially a city like Chicago that has been run under the Democratic Party for decades now. And he then finished his tweet by saying, this is why African-Americans will vote for Trump. And by tying a political message with the death of a person in this situation, apparently is beyond the pale for some people out there. It's remarkable to me, though, when you look at Donald Trump and what he said versus what you see from Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or pretty much any Democrat after an incident like this, especially if it's a mass shooting, where they immediately jump out there and want to make a political case for gun control in infringing on the Second Amendment, and they get a pass on that, but Donald Trump can't say anything about this. By the way, Mike Pence, the nominee for vice president, was asked about this over the weekend.
The point Donald Trump is making is that we have a choice to make this fall. You can go with the party that has been responsible for the liberal policies that apparently have been content with unsafe streets in Barack Obama's hometown of Chicago, where 2,700 people have been shot this calendar year alone.
Of course, he said it a little differently than Donald Trump did, and I guess that's why Donald Trump gets attacked. I don't know. Over the weekend, Donald Trump actually spoke about this, and specifically about the continued uptick in violence in our major urban centers under Democratic Party control.
Just yesterday, the cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade, a great guy, Dwayne Wade, was the victim of a tragic shooting in Chicago. She was the mother of four and was killed while pushing her infant child in a stroller just walking down the street. Shot. It breaks all of our hearts to see it. It's horrible. It's horrible. And it's only getting worse.
And the Democrats have no solutions, and they don't intend to bring any solutions, actually. But as Donald Trump has been making the case, the Democrats take the black vote for granted.
They do. And I think Donald Trump and Mike Pence are making a good argument here, that if things are so bad, as we hear people in the African-American community say they are, then why would you continue to do the same thing you've always done? Why would you continue to go down that path and choose a Democrat to represent you when it's not working? Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that what is the old saying? That's the definition of insanity. Keep doing things that aren't working, even though that you know what the outcome's going to be. Isn't it time to maybe think of another idea, to look another way, to take another path?
Well, Donald Trump is not backing down from the criticism. It is amazing, actually, by the way, when you hear that he is trying to address African American voters directly, and he wants to go into the community and make arguments. Democrats are just, their head is on fire at the mere idea that he would try to get votes of black Americans.
Imagine that.
It's remarkable to me. You would think that they would be like, good, you know, that's good for the both parties to be interested in trying to help black people. Oh, they're screaming about it. And Donald Trump has announced that he will go specifically into urban settings, and he's going to be talking to black churches. He said, according to Kellyanne Conway, she said that we have events that are actually being planned, and we're very excited about them. And she also says that Donald Trump intends to take his message directly to black voters and not worry about any criticisms like this. So that'll be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Also, by the way, Donald Trump is in the middle of his prep for his debates right now. Roger Ailes and Laura Ingraham, talk show host and Fox News contributor, are both part of the debate prep. And there are some sources who said that Laura Ingraham will actually play Hillary Clinton in the mock debates, but then those got shot down by other news reports and leaks out of the campaign saying, no, that's not the case at all. So according to NBC News Now, his second session was over this weekend in New Jersey. He has a home in New Jersey, and the debate prep team was Roger Ailes, Laura Ingraham, Governor Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani, and Ivanka Trump. So there you go.
Wow. That's quite a lineup.
So he is definitely preparing. A lot of people are saying, "Oh, is he just going to wing it at these events, at these debates?" And no, he's doing some major.
Well,
he's
wise to get some planning and some time in prepping for that. Some of the people on that team, they would be giving him good advice, I think.
Donald Trump is going to Arizona on Wednesday, a state that many people believe is still in play, and that Hillary Clinton might do better than expected in. Of course, they tell us that every 4 years, don't they? He's going to be making his major speech on illegal immigration right there in Arizona, and I think it's a good idea to go to a border state to make that speech. He tweeted out yesterday, late last night, that there are big crowds planned. They are looking for a larger venue now because the response has been large. So we shall see what happens. And one thing, you know, a lot of people have been saying, how are you going to do this deportation thing? And hopefully we'll get an answer to that on Wednesday. But he's also said now that he promises to track immigrants in this country to make sure, actually, they're not immigrants if they're here on a visa, track aliens. If somebody is in this country, even if they're here legally on a student visa, which is one of the major ways that people end up becoming illegal immigrants because they overstay their visas, he wants to track them. He wants to come up with a technological way to track them, which should be interesting to hear the details on that.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
It's 722 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing your car. How does a great car dealership, even a great one like Ted Britt, who's been in the area for 57 years, how can they give you confidence? Well, here's how. You don't have to worry about having a big hassle with the new car or even pre-owned vehicle that you purchase from Ted Britt. You can be confident in the deal you're making with them and with the vehicle you have because they've got this great program called Ted Britt for Life. Ted Britt for Life guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned, comes with standard lifetime vehicle coverage as long as it has less than 100,000 miles. That's an amazing amazing bolt of confidence you're going to get. Plus, well, you can be confident you're getting the best deal around. Ted Britt Labor Day Blowout is going on right now. You're going to be thrilled with these deals. Ted Britt is going to give you the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Also, Ted Britt has two Harley-Davidson locations. Check them out right now. Go to one of their nine great locations or TedBritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
We believe happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Freedom from hunger.
Everyone should have enough to eat.
Freedom from fear.
Everyone deserves to live in peace.
Freedom from external limitations.
Everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Freedom from junk.
Pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northwest, let's go Porter Street, right near Connecticut Avenue. Porter Street between Connecticut and Beach Drive. In that stretch, we have crash. Do watch for police direction. Connecticut Avenue, as you pass Porter, your lanes are open and down toward the zoo without any troubles there. For the George Washington Parkway southbound, near the overlooks, look for delays heading down toward the George Washington Parkway. Baltimore Washington Parkway, about the Volume 2, southbound in Jessup and in each direction in Laurel. South on 95, Maryland, now delays as you head out of Calverton to join each loop of the Beltway. On 270, slowing out of Frederick to Urbana and Hyattstown. Keep in mind, we've been talking about a lot of kids getting back to the first day of school today, so more buses, more kids out in the neighborhood, so be watching, please. On the Virginia Beltway, outer loop Gallows Road, the express lanes have been reopened. Those were shut down for hours with an investigation. Outer loop at Gallows, all lanes open. Inner loop, just the volume coming out of Springfield. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Off to a warm start here on this Monday. We'll see a lot of sunshine around with some afternoon clouds, and we'll wrap it up at about 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 degrees in the nation's capital, 727.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
You know, we've said many times here on Mornings in the Mall that we believe one of the primary functions of government is that when you pick up the phone and dial 911, that, you know, a fire truck comes or a police officer responds to an emergency. That's a primary function of government. You know, somewhat, though, it depends on the getting the 911 call answered. I mean, that would be like the first part of all this. And in the District of Columbia, they had a complete 911 failure. It started about 11:30 Saturday night, went to about 1 a.m. Sunday morning. For about 90 minutes, the 911 system in the District of Columbia did not work. And they're trying to figure out what was going on. And why did it fail? Because they say this is a really abnormal failure. And here is the best explanation we're getting from this. They had some kind of power failure, not Pepco power. The Pepco power was fine. It was coming into the building, but when the power got into their system, three power devices within the system failed simultaneously. Boom, boom, boom. Just went offline. Nobody knows why. But they say there's nothing nefarious about it. They don't believe the system was hacked. I always wonder how they know that so quickly. But they say that there's nothing nefarious about it. They just don't understand why three power devices within the 911 system all just at the same moment decided they were no longer going to function. So for a while, they were on a 10-digit backup number. But if you didn't know that, if you didn't have information about that and you dial 911 for about 90 minutes, you did not get an answer.
These devices, by the way, that went down, they said, are responsible for routing power to different areas in the building. And those are what went down. Mm. Power routing devices. And they'll figure out why, they say. It's 729.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll play the highlights of last night's MTV Video Music Awards and ask you the question that is on the minds of every American who witnessed this event. What in God's name is Kanye West talking about after the news?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump now says his major speech on illegal immigration will be this Wednesday in Arizona.
Of course, this follows last week where he gave some contradictory answers about whether he believes all of those in the country illegally have to be deported, as he's previously stated, saying at one point he wanted a softening of his policy and then later saying that some might actually see it as him hardening on the issue. So what Trump is emphasizing now is that immediately after being elected, he would deport criminals who are not in the U.S. lawfully, and that there would be no path to legalization for undocumented immigrants unless they leave the country, apply to return, and then pay back taxes.
Correspondent Diane Gallagher. Hillary Clinton is rolling out a comprehensive plan today to address millions of Americans coping with mental illness. Clinton's campaign has released its approach to mental health care aimed at ensuring that Americans would no longer separate mental health from physical health in terms of access, care, and quality of treatment. In what could be a blow to more conservative anti-establishment candidates, Virginia Republican leaders have voted 41-40 to choose the party's statewide nominees next year via a primary instead of a convention. It'll be the first GOP primary in Virginia since 2005. Metro SafeTrack Surge number 8 is underway. That'll be affecting travelers on the blue and yellow lines in northern Virginia. Trains will be continuously single-tracking for the next 2 weeks between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn. The first day of school in Montgomery County is also the first day of school for the county's new superintendent, Jack Smith, who admits he's excited.
The idea that kids will be pouring back into our schools full of anticipation and excitement about learning and about being there and seeing their friends and being together. And as adults, we have to create excitement with them about what's ahead.
Smith spoke with MyMC Media. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,395, the Nasdaq at 5219. Sports, the Rockies take the rubber game of their three-game series with the Nationals. The Orioles win, WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com. GreenbrookTMSNeuroHealthCenters.com. Dr. Will Savay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Murphy, he was right. If something can go wrong, it will. If anything simply cannot go wrong, it will anyway. If you perceive there are four possible ways that a procedure can go wrong and circumvent all these, then a fifth way, unprepared for, will promptly develop. And, the chance of bread falling buttered side down is directly proportional to the cost of the carpet. In my business, heating and air conditioning, it translates like this. If your air conditioner can break down, it will. And it'll do so during your daughter's birthday party. I'm not sure nature always sides with the hidden flaw, but if Murphy does rear his head in your home this summer, remember my stand-up guys from Snell. Professional, polite, and punctual, with the know-how to restore your family's comfort.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road-ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound as you head through Rockville. Looks like we have a crash in the local lanes. Southbound to 28 local lanes. One lane slowly getting by. Main lines can be heavy. Heading down toward the lane divide. Top side of the Beltway leaving College Park to Silver Spring are normal backups. Slows off at 95 to get down to each loop of the Beltway. Also 95 south of the ICC. They've been dealing with some debris in the roadway. On 29, south of 198, Burtonsville commuters, you have a slowdown because of a crash right before you get to the light at Greencastle Road and heavy White Oak and toward Four Corners. Let's get you Virginia. Inner loop of the Beltway jam leaving Springfield in through Annandale. Lanes open at outer loop at Gallows Road. That was the scene of the rubbernecking delays from the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Off to a warm start here on this Monday. We'll see a lot of sunshine around with some afternoon clouds, and we'll wrap it up at about 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Vienna, 66 in Rockville, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we're going to talk to Trevor Maddich about the Redskins game against the Bills and how they look and are they sharp and are they ready? That's 8:05. 8:35, Jeffrey Lord, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign, will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
That is the distorted sound of Beyonce singing at the VMAs last night, the MTV Video Music Awards. She was the big winner, by the way. She basically performed a song. And by the way, in light of the Colin Kaepernick controversy over what he stated was his purpose for not standing for the national anthem, it is pretty important to point out that our pop culture continues to give us mixed messages about these things, as we are all supposed to be outraged over Colin Kaepernick's behavior. And I am, by the way, you know, by saying that he won't stand for the flag because it equates oppression and police being able to kill Americans of color with impunity. Let's not forget that last night at the MTV Video Music Awards, Beyonce was celebrated and awarded as one of the greatest artists of our time for singing a song, Formation, that basically says the exact same thing. So, you know, Beyonce's fantastic as an artist for saying that police are trying to kill black people. Colin Kaepernick is the devil for saying the same thing. Food for thought. Meanwhile, Beyonce was celebrated. She did win the big award last night. And I think it was mostly because nobody wanted Kanye West to get up on stage again if she lost. You know, when she loses, he always jumps up. I'm going to talk. I got to say something. I'm going to let you finish, Taylor, but I just got to say this about Beyonce, right? We remember that. Well, he went up there to introduce. This is amazing. Kanye West is invited up onto the stage at the Video Music Awards for one purpose only, to introduce his latest video.
Right.
What the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
What is this, a giant? I mean, how much did he pay for that?
He's Kanye.
And so he starts his speech.
I came here to present my new video. But before I do that, I'm going to talk.
Oh, no. What could possibly go wrong?
And so he talked. And listen, I'm going to play a little bit of this. I'm going to play a whole minute. And if you have any idea what he's talking about, please call in and translate this for me, because we need captions when Kanye talks.
Okay.
Not because we don't understand the words he's saying, but it's word salad when you put it all together. Listen.
But for people to understand, just how blessed we are. It was an expression of our now, our fame right now.
Do you get the feeling that this is what it sounds like when Barack Obama talks without a teleprompter and without prepared words?
Us on the inside of the TV. You know, just to put the audacity to put Anna Wintour right next to Donald Trump. I mean, like, I put Ray J in there, bro. Like,
is anyone following these references?
This is fame, bro. Like, I see you, Amber.
All right. So then, anybody follow that? That was a full minute of Kanye's speech last night, because he's speaking without a taste. This is extemporaneous. So
how blessed we are.
Yes.
And he talks about expressions of our fame.
Uh-huh.
And then he throws in some kind of Donald Trump reference, which I do not understand whatsoever.
Wait, there's more.
My wife is a G. Not a lot of people wise to let him say that right there. My wife is a G. We came over in the same boat, now we all in the same bed. Well, maybe different boats, but, you know.
All right, okay, I'm thinking that was about the diversity of our country, right? That we all came over in the same boats, but now we're in the same bed. Oh, maybe not the same boats, because, you know, his ancestors came in slave ships versus immigration boats. My wife is a G. That's a racial reference, I believe, to non-blacks. Here's a little more.
But if you think about last week, it was 22 people murdered in Chicago. You know, like, people come to me like, man, that's right. Tell Taylor that. Bro, like, I love all y'all. That's why I called her.
Okay. Anyone? Anything?
No, I got nothing. I mean, it's nonsensical. But what is amazing is that, you know, anything that comes out of his mouth, the crowd just laps it up.
Well, that is a little disturbing, actually.
That is very disturbing.
We asked you to help translate this, and we're getting nothing from any. Wait, what good are you people?
Yeah, you're not helping us a bit.
880-9625. What in God's name is Kanye West talking about? Well, so there you go. And by the way, he did play his video.
Yeah, and how did that go?
Well, it involved a really good-looking woman and man getting all sweaty and rolling around with each other, and then at the last second you looked at the woman and she had some sort of cat face.
Really?
So that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Not surprising, but I mean, I
love it when you're speechless.
Well, I am. I don't have anything to add to that because it doesn't make any sense. You listen to the words, and you use the word salad.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's garble. It's absolute garble. And But what I'm disturbed by is that apparently the crowd just thinks it's the most wonderful. Anything that comes out of the guy's mouth, they think is the most wonderful thought ever created.
I'm a talk.
Kanye West, and he is running for president in 2020.
Is
so
he, yeah,
how great will that debate be?
Yeah.
Between Kanye West and, Colin Kaepernick for the Democratic nomination. Because pop culture intersects. Okay, Joe in Columbia is going to help us out with My Wife is a G.
Yeah, Joe, what does that mean?
Well, part of the problem is he's on co-Kanye. That's part of it.
We don't know that Mr. West is taking any illicit materials.
That was in jest, co-Kanye.
Co-Kanye, I like that, though.
Anyway, the G thing, what he's saying is that she's a gangster. She's so self-aware and so self-confident that she can allow him to get away with saying that and not feel, you know, the stuff about Taylor Swift and not be... feel threatened by it in any way.
My wife is a gangster.
Yeah.
I believe it's pronounced...
She's a gangsta.
It's gangsta.
Okay.
All right. Does that solve any mysteries that you might have?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, the one thing we do know is that everyone needs to just prepare themselves anytime they hear Kanye West say,
I'm a talk.
744.
Attention, homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property. Renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals. Our region is so transient. That means you're sitting on a whole lot of supply right now, and there's a slew of demand. That means, it means your home becomes a cash register that rings every month, providing you with great cash flow when you rent your home. Someone else is paying your mortgage. You still get the tax savings, appreciation, and equity that comes with homeownership. The only problem with this whole idea is that, you know, sometimes it's a hassle to be a landlord. That's where Renter's Warehouse comes in. They're on your side. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days. They're going to handle all the paperwork, the rent collection, the 3 a.m. phone calls, and all that for a flat fee of just $80 a month. That is an amazing deal. Why don't you just find out how much your home will rent for? Okay, you get a free rent price analysis right now from Renter's Warehouse at 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
It is 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a slow stop on 66 westbound. You hear what I'm saying, right? Westbound.
She's the gangsta of traffic. Is what she is.
29 in Centerville. So just a heads up, because this is the opposite flow of the commute, 66 west, 29 in the Centerville area for the crash. Eastbound, we have the heavy stop and go through Manassas, Centerville, and then pockets through Fair Lakes, Brooks to the Beltway. Better through Falls Church now that the eastbound crash near Westmoreland Street is out of there. 395 heavy in Landmark again at the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town now. Starting to see that heavy stop and go. Freeway slows each direction and as you come off the 11th Street Bridge westbound. 270 southbound in the local lanes near 28 for the crash. On Shady Grove Road at 355 for accident activity. Still have a response heading there again. Shady Grove Road and 355. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather here, warm weather continuing over the next couple of days. We might back down just a little bit, but still staying above normal as we look ahead toward tomorrow. A few clouds and sunshine today, 93. Tonight, partial clouds, 72. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
74 degrees right now at 747.
But before I do that, I'm a talk.
Kanye West last night at the Video Music Awards, and boy, did he talk. He talked and he talked and he talked, and it's somewhat incoherent. We're not sure really what he was saying.
You know what we need here, Larry, is like that movie Airplane, where Barbara Billingsley, who portrays a passenger, she says, "Pardon me, stewardess, I speak jive." And then she translates what these two guys are saying.
Well,
we need something like that.
We need
a Kanye translator.
Well, that's the thing, because that suggested some sort of racial thing instead. And I don't think this is a race thing. I think this is just all Kanye. Mm-hmm. Kanye uses word salad, and he throws words out there, and everyone cheers them, and they're supposed to be profound. I mean, if you read his lyrics, and none of it makes sense.
What's the point? Like life could be like, start to feel worthless in a way. Like, I know times for me, I sit down and talk to older, like rich people, you know, aka white, you know, but they tell me, don't compare yourself to Steve Jobs, don't compare yourself to Walt Disney. And my friend Sakaya told me, hey, bruh.
What am I missing? Hoke and Sterling, translate this for us, Hoke. You're on WMAL.
You're trying to find the real meaning. What he said is, I'm an idiot. Damn, that pot was good. I'm an idiot. I'm going to go give me some more pot.
All right, Hoke, thank you. See, now that could very well be, message that he's sending here as he blinks in some sort of semaphore to the audience on camera. Lisa in Alexandria, can you help us? I mean, listen, we're trying to relate. We're trying to understand our pop culture.
Yeah. I'm really sad that I missed that last night. Had I known that Kanye was going to get a burning speaker, I would have definitely watched.
Oh, really? So you're one of those people who get excited when Kanye says,
I'm a talk.
He's just so ridiculous. I mean, I hate to say it. It's like a car accident. It's like you just can't look away.
All right.
But from the earlier segment, the best I could gather, when he was talking about sitting Anna Wintour next to Donald Trump, that would be like him sitting Ray J there. Well, Ray J is the one that was in the infamous tape with Kim Kardashian that they basically launched her thing.
Right.
When he did the shout-out to Amber, again, I didn't watch it, but I'm assuming it was Amber Rose, who was his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of controversy there.
Wow, Lisa, my God, you're a wealth of information on this.
Lisa,
and we do.
Can we
get Lisa's number in Alexandria? Yeah, she is going to be our go-to Kanye West translator.
From time to time, we need to call
now
and get some help.
Because God knows there will be more moments when...
I'm a talk.
It's 7:50.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call. Pete Douglas said, we were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal. Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere,
on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit SUREPayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to SUREPayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. SUREPayroll.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It's 7:53. That means it's time for the CNBC News Report. Here's Susan Lee there at the business desk. Hey, Susan.
Good morning. Stocks are slipping globally this morning. On Friday, Fed Chair Janet Yellen said that the case for raising interest rates is stronger, and investors think that that means rates could soon rise, possibly in September. Mylan Pharmaceuticals will start selling a generic version now of its allergy EpiPens. The new two-pack will sell for $300, half the price of the original pack. The FAA's new commercial drone rules go into effect today. Pilots must take an aeronautical exam. They have to keep the drones in sight, and they cannot fly at night. The union representing most of Canada's auto workers have now voted for a strike mandate, and that means they can walk off the job if they don't get a new contract soon. The union wants Detroit's big automakers to invest more into their Ontario plants. Sweden wants to ban American lobsters from their waters, calling them an invasive species. 32 U.S. lobsters were found in their waters this year. The European Union will issue its ruling on the crustacean crisis this Wednesday. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
Can you believe that Labor Day is almost upon us? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and I don't know what you have planned for the holiday weekend, but if you want to save some money, improve your home's value, and lower your utility bills year-round, here's something you should plan on. Thompson Creek Window Company is having their first ever factory blowout sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 20% off every window, plus a special factory rebate. Thompson Creek Window Company, as you know, designs, builds, and installs their own windows right from their local factory. There is no middleman. And remember, this offer is for 3 days only and appointments are filling up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK to schedule your appointment and qualify for their factory blowout pricing this holiday weekend. That's 20% off every window plus a special factory rebate. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details or call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a reminder, we're in safe track surge number 8, which means blue line trains are continuously single tracking now between Franconia Springfield and Van Dorn Street. On 66, oh boy, what a sight it was, still is, but it was a fully engulfed car fire, 66 West in Centerville. As you come up to 29 Centerville, they have two left lanes now getting by. Eastbound, you could see all this activity, so of course, slowed our eastbound trip out of Manassas towards Centerville. Then as you head toward Vienna, up through to the Beltway, slowing. Arteries getting to the Beltway, looks slow here as we head Braddock Road toward the Beltway. Little River Turnpike near Braddock Road had a report of a crash. Looks like lanes there are now open. 270 in Rockville were hung up a bit passing 28. We had to crash along the local lanes. On 355 in Shady Grove Road, that's where you have a crash right near that intersection. And heading into town, crossing the 11th Street Bridge, watch for delays now off of 295, especially northbound. Get onto the bridge where we have a crash. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it.
Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Off to a warm start here on this Monday. We'll see a lot of sunshine around with some afternoon clouds, and we'll wrap it up at about 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 74 degrees in your nation's capital at 757.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up, and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
I will be joined by Trevor Manich. He'll tell us how the Skins did against the Bills this Friday night.
Plus, conservative commentator and author Jeffrey Lord, who is a big-time Trump supporter there as a CNN analyst. He'll join us to talk about where things stand right now in that campaign.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.